Good morning. This is the Early Tech Briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Thursday, May 29th. I'm Dan Loney. In the tech headlines, Apple buys Beats and a look at a new app to help you protect your phone. Those stories and more as we continue.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and less harvesting hours, which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF, the chemical company.
Apple says it's buying Beats Electronics for $3 billion to bring a music streaming service, high-end headphones, and music industry connections to the technology giant. Apple's buying Beats Music, a subscription music streaming business, and Beats Electronics, which makes pricier headphones, speakers, and audio software. Beats co-founders, rap star Dr. Dre and music mogul Jimmy Iovine, will join Apple, and Apple would continue to use the Beats brand. Sprint chairman Masayoshi Son pointed to recent telecom and cable mergers as a reason to let his company buy rival T-Mobile. Son says access to the internet is dominated by three giants with no big competitor. Antitrust authorities have signaled they would oppose a deal because it would reduce the number of national competitors in the U.S. wireless industry to three from four. But Son says they should view competition instead through the lens of internet access, whether provided by telecom or cable companies. Asus is out with a tablet-smartphone combo. The Padfone X is a 5-inch Android handset that comes with a 9-inch tablet dock. It's available for pre-order exclusively through AT&T starting next Friday. The idea is that the two devices share a processor and memory, as well as a cellular data plan. AT&T will sell it for $199 on a 2-year contract or by way of the carrier's next installment plans. As we continue, smartphones, smartwatches, and now smart shirts.
Leaving the country on business takes a lot of planning. Bringing your data plan doesn't. With T-Mobile's Simple Choice for Business plan, you'll get unlimited data in over 100 countries automatically. There's no changing plans and no extra charges. Just get off the plane and go. Only at T-Mobile.
Qualifying service and capable device required. Standard speeds approximately 128 kilobytes per second. No tethering. See T-Mobile.com for full feature terms and included destinations.
LG Electronics is moving forward with technology for ultra-thin, bendable TV sets. It's planning to expand its lineup of so-called OLED TVs this year and bring to the market next year a set with a screen that can be made into a curve. Intel's chief executive, Brian Krzanich, showed up at the Code conference wearing a smart shirt packed with sensors to measure heart rate and other vital signs for the likes of bikers and joggers. He also showed off Jimmy, a white robot designed to walk, talk, and dance. Krzanich also talked about plans for a consumer robot making kit priced at $1,600. Finally today, now more than ever, it's critical that you protect your cell phone. A Consumer Reports survey finds that more than 3 million Americans had their phones stolen last year, double the number from 2012. The mobile security firm Lookout is adding a new tool for tracking down bad guys, an anti-theft app that gives you an extra set of virtual eyes for any time someone does something suspicious on your phone, like if a screen password is mistyped three times.
Whenever one of those suspicious things happens, the phone sends you a theft alert in an email that includes both the location of your phone and a photo of whoever is right in front of your phone. They call that photo a thefty.
That's the Journal's Jeffrey Fowler. Theft alerts cost $30 a year, bundled with Lookout's other services that block unsafe websites. That's it for this time. Thanks for joining us. And remember, check out the latest tech news at WSJ.com. I'm Dan Loney at the Wall Street Journal.